This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico suffered life-threatening injuries when he was shot in an attempted assassination on Wednesday, Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolina reports.
Fico was in the central town of Hanlova for a government meeting and was shaking hands with a crowd of people when a man near a barricade pulled out a gun and fired. Slovak media said the shooter was a 71-year-old man, though the motive was initially unclear. The country's interior minister said it was, quote, politically motivated. The 59-year-old was rushed to a local hospital and then transported by helicopter to a regional capital for urgent treatment. Slovakia's president Zuzana Čaputová said she was shocked by the shooting, saying it was, quote, an attack on democracy.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday told Chinese media he's prepared to negotiate an end to the Ukraine conflict on the eve of his visit to China. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The official Xinhua news agency quotes Putin saying, "We're open to a dialogue, but such negotiations must take into account the interests of all countries involved in the conflict, including ours." Putin adds, "Moscow's seeking a comprehensive, sustainable, and just settlement of this conflict through peaceful means." His trip comes as Russian forces have pressed their offensive in northeast Ukraine's Kharkiv region. China claims to take a neutral position in the conflict, but has backed Moscow in real terms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday fended off criticism that he's not planning for a post-war reality in the Gaza Strip, saying it's impossible to prepare for any scenario unless it can defeat Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. Doctors in Gaza said on Wednesday they are struggling to provide medical treatment and many patients can't leave for treatment abroad because the southern Rafah crossing is closed. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Gaza's medical system has virtually collapsed, witnesses say. Egypt blames the closure on Israeli military operations around Rafah. Israel, which seized control of the crossing last week, said on Tuesday it was up to Egypt to reopen it. Remarks described by Cairo as desperate attempts to shift the blame, as well as shutting down a vital evacuation route for patients in Gaza. The shutdown has left desperately needed foreign aid piling up on the Egyptian side of the border.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. A landslide has left several people unaccounted for in central Kenya, according to the Kenyan Red Cross. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
The incident occurred in Kamende Escarpment, in part of the country hit by recent heavy rains. The Red Cross said in a social media post late on Tuesday that its personnel are responding. Joseph Gitau is the cousin of one of the people said to have been trapped.
There were four people all together, and three of them were slightly ahead of the other one who was behind.
Heavy rains and floods in Kenya since late March have killed at least 289 people and displaced 285,600, according to the latest government statistics.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. A barge hits a bridge in Texas, causing an oil spill and closing the only road to a small island, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The barge slammed into a bridge pillar in Galveston, Texas, Wednesday morning, spilling oil into the surrounding waters. The accident caused the closure of the only road that leads to Pelican Island, north of Galveston. There have been no reports of injuries, but officials say one person on the barge was knocked into the water and quickly rescued. Galveston County Navigation District Superintendent David Flory says a tugboat was backing up and lost control of two barges it was pushing. One of the barges hit the bridge and two telephone poles. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Republican rival Donald Trump on Wednesday agreed to face off in two debates on June 27th and September 10th, setting up the highest stakes moments yet of the race for the White House. CNN said the first debate would be held next month in their studio with no audience and would be moderated by anchors Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. The candidates also accepted an invitation from ABC to host a second debate in September. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.